what better way to procrastinate my workout than to talk about the latest episode of Game of Thrones? The one thing I want to talk about, and I plan to make this brief, I thought the episode was really good. It was a really great setup episode. There were great moments with Nymeria and Arya. I was like, yes, but then I was like, no, and the frickin' wolf left her. And then how Euron was such an insane and fierce warrior. And related to that is the battle between Euron and his niece, Yara. The battle was sped up. It was such a great battle, but it was... Why was the action so fast? It was like I was watching a Benny Hill episode. I thought I was seeing things when I was first watching and going, well, okay, well, wow, this is really fast. And then it just kept going and going and going. It would have been such an awesome, quick battle if it was just at normal speed. I didn't understand that. And I've researched the episode a little bit, and I haven't found anything as to why they did it like that. It almost seemed comedic. So while it was good, I was just left wondering, man, that was just so weird. And at least we get to see that at least two of the Sand Snakes get killed. Game of Thrones is my favorite show ever. I think it's the best show I've ever seen. Every time it's on, I have to watch it in silence. I have to watch it by myself. If anybody is there watching it with me, I have to kindly request them not to say anything, because I have to fixate on every scene and every word. I've read all the books too. But man, and the Sand Snakes in the book are so good. There's a lot more of them, and obviously because it's the book, it's a lot more in depth, and it's so great, and they just didn't do it right. It would have been so good. They would have had more powerful women characters. They would have been complicated. There were so many different things. I don't want to spoil the book for people who haven't read it, but just trust me by saying it was good. That and the whole Dornish storyline. Dr. Bashir from Star Trek. He was such a great choice to play the guy whose fucking name I'm forgetting right now. He was such a good character in the book, and his security guard, Ario Hota, was such a great character in the book, and they just kind of swept him away. So, but, listen, I'm not going to ride a purity fetish here. You can't win them all. It's got to be such a hard show to make, and for the most part, they're doing such a great job. Except that they sped up the battle scene, which looked like a Benny Hill episode. So that was my main criticism. The rest of the episode was really good. And the fact that it was such a great setup to finally get to have Jon Snow meeting Daenerys and them not knowing that they're related, and going to Casterly Rock. The Unsullied are finally we get to see Casterly Rock. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. So I think that's it. Anyway, you can find me on Twitter at Mike Lane Act. That's Mike Lane ACT. And I'm on Facebook at Mike Lane Actor. And you can also email me at Mike Lane Act @yahoo.com. All right. Thanks for listening. Bye.